Day six for thousands of people who still have no electricity and water since Storm Éowyn hit the country last Friday. The ESB has said that 3,000 electricity poles across the country must be replaced, while 900 kilometres of new cable must be laid. Work is also underway to restore water to around 31,000 people who remain without supply, according to Ishka Éireann. Our reporter Sally-Ann Barrett has been speaking to some of those living in Ballinamore Bridge, Newbridge, Ballygar and Athleague near the Galway-Roscommon border to find out how communities and businesses there are coping with these ongoing challenges.
Yeah, I apologies, I don't have lights down here.
So this is what's powering the pub now at the moment.
Yeah, so it's a three-phase diesel generator, and it's more than adequate to supply the pub. So lucky to have it, to be honest, because there's a lot of businesses that can't avail of this and don't have a distribution to get one.
My name is Matthew Hughes. I'm the owner of Hughes' Bar, Ballinamore Bridge, Ballinasloe, County Galway. The village, no more than the country, has been turned upside down since last Friday. Most people have their own private well, so absolutely there's no water, no electricity then. So Saturday afternoon we opened early. We let all the locals know that we were opened early, so they could do just essentials, which was just have a cup of tea, be in where there was warm, to charge phones, power packs. You see most of the people coming in, they're double layered or triple layered with jackets, and they're absolutely perished coming in the door. And it's a sigh of relief to, you know, that it's an actual light that they're looking at as opposed to a candle. They feel the warmth, and then you can see them that they're scraping off the layers and they're back to themselves.
My name is Joe Lohan. I live in East Galway, Newbridge. And there's no doubting the negative impact that Storm Éowyn has had on our community. I've been hearing the shocking stories from the farming community about external shed walls being blown in, killing cattle, injuring animals that have had to be put down. The number of felled trees on rural roadsides has been absolutely shocking. Both roads leading to my lands have been blocked. I understand that council workers are extremely busy, and we're not in the blame game. They're doing their best to resolve issues, but I have not seen any council or government workers or official coming to assist us.
My name is Jane Conroy, born and reared in Ballygar and still live there, thankfully. I was speaking with a gentleman today who'd be in his late 80s, and his phone isn't working. Services are down. You know, there's no heat. He's no water. He can't charge his hearing aids. He's just really, really struggling. Now, we are lucky enough that we do have a coffee shop that has electricity. And, you know, he's able to go there when it's open and, you know, get a respite from the cold and the loneliness. But the community spirit and their resilience, rural communities really do have that in abundance.
My name is Louis Lohan. I'm one of the troop priests here in the area. We had a discussion on what Saturday evening, whether we'd have mass in Tohargar or not, Tohargar in Newbridge. And we made the decision, yes, we'll be there. There was no heat, no light. And I was absolutely amazed at the numbers of people who showed up in both churches, in Tohargar and in Newbridge and in Ballygar, I would think, as well. So I really think that a lot of good comes out of all of these things. You know, they're tough to deal with, but the best comes out in most people.
Tommy Greeley, I'm living over the road between Killine and Newbridge. And all on the news items, it has been about the amount of people who haven't had water, and the Irish Water can quote 50,000 or 60,000. Now, I'm one of those many people who have their own well. And because we had no electricity, we had no water either. And there are many more thousands of people in rural Ireland who don't have water because they don't have electricity. And they're not linked up with Irish Water in any way. They deserve a mention as well. And I don't know, is it coming to a day when people in new houses are going to have to get generators? They're totally electric based. They're the things I think that the government are going to have to look at going forward.
For pub owner Matthew Hughes, it's important that businesses like his are recognised.
I think it's for government to realise how much a pivotal role a rural independent business, and especially a rural pub, offers a community. And as a community hub, it's extremely hard to stay in business. And I suppose, A, to acknowledge the value of a rural pub, and B, is to look at ways that they can support moving forward so that we may continue in business.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad, come on in.
So my name's Emmett Rogers. I'm the owner, co-owner of Le Petit Tart here in Atleague. I own it with my brother. We've owned the cafe here for 2 years.
Now, you just got your power back, but you're still not back in business because, unfortunately, you've had to dump all your stock from fridge and freezers.
3 days, no refrigeration, unfortunately, all has to be thrown out. So it's a big loss. We easily ran up into the thousands with everything that we threw in the bin. And then we had to put through an order to reorder all the stuff, to reprep it all. Again, that costs to put the money up. And so big financial loss, plus our staff that lose out on the days. But for a small business like ourselves, like, we've really felt the pinch of it, especially from the storm being closed for 3 days. We missed out. Our weekends are usually our best, doing our best. But after being closed because of the storm, we really felt the pinch of it that time. But we recovered today and we'll be back fully in business tomorrow, thanks be to God.
And that was Emmett Rogers, co-owner of Le Petit Tart Cafe in Athleague, ending that report from Sally Ann Barrett.